In this bulletin, lawyers tell the US House Judiciary Committee that impeachment of President Donald Trump is warranted. Air pollution in New South Wales set to continue from bushfires. And in sport, Rugby Australia and Israel Folau reach a financial settlement. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Diet. The United States House Judiciary Committee's first impeachment hearing into President Donald Trump has been hearing legal opinion on whether Mr. Trump's phone call with Ukraine's president warrants impeachment. The Democrats argue that Mr. Trump's enlisting of foreign interference in the US elections warrants him being removed from the presidency, while the Republicans argue that there are no grounds for such action. Three lawyers chosen by the Democrats conclude that the president's behaviour was unlawful, while the lawyer chosen by the Republicans disagrees, saying the inquiry was slipshod and rushed and lacks evidence from people with direct knowledge of the relevant events. Stanford Law School professor Pamela Carlin told the inquiry that Mr. Trump has abused his power like no other president has before him.
Based on the evidentiary record before you, what has happened in the case today is something that I do not think we have ever seen before. A president who has doubled down on violating his oath to faithfully execute the laws and to protect and defend the Constitution. The evidence reveals a president who used the powers of his office to demand that a foreign government participate in undermining a competing candidate for the presidency.
Air pollution in New South Wales is set to continue, with severe bushfire conditions predicted across much of the state. The Bureau of Meteorology is forecasting heavy smoke from the fires burning around Sydney will linger until at least Saturday. More than 120 fires continue to burn across New South Wales, with at least 65 uncontained. United States President Donald Trump has praised NATO member countries who spend at least 2% of their gross domestic product on the alliance's defence. Mr. Trump says nine countries, including the US, were now at this mark or above, and has urged other NATO members to do the same. He says when he first came to power, defence spending by NATO countries was at its lowest point ever, but that's now been reversed.
When I first came, it was like a roller coaster down, not up, down. It was all the way down at the lowest point ever. And since then, we've gone up massively. Now it will be by far the highest point ever. So it's a great organization, and we owe a lot to the Secretary General. He's been fantastic. He's done really a fantastic job. We think it'll be up within 3 years. It'll be up to $400 billion more.
Justin Trudeau has reiterated Canada's strong relationship with the United States after footage emerged showing the Canadian Prime Minister allegedly gossiping about President Donald Trump. Mr. Trudeau could be heard referencing Mr. Trump's long and unscheduled press conference, although the US president was not mentioned by name. The Canadian Prime Minister has defended his conversation and says he was sharing Mr. Trump's choice of location for the Group of Seven meeting.
We were all surprised and I think pleased to learn that the next G7 will be at Camp David. I think that was an unscheduled announcement, and I think everyone's team, every different leader has teams who every now and then have their jaws drop at unscheduled surprises, like that video itself, for example.
US President Donald Trump has labelled Mr. Trudeau as two-faced. The sister of Claire Hockridge, whose body is believed to be the one found by Northern Territory police, says she's distraught. Police have yet to formally confirm the identity of the body. Authorities suspect the 46-year-old is the only casualty among three people who were stranded in the outback in Alice Springs for almost 2 weeks. Sarah Hockridge says despite losing her sister, she's thankful that the others survived.
We are all grieving and exhausted from the emotional roller coaster that we've ridden over the past 1.5 weeks. Even though Claire's died in terrible circumstances, we are glad that Tamara and Fu have been found alive and well. and we're extremely grateful to everyone who was involved in that.
In rugby union, former Wallabies star Israel Folau has urged the federal government to strengthen religious freedom in Australia. It comes after the 30-year-old successfully negotiated a mediation settlement with Rugby Australia over his sacking. The sporting body terminated Folau's contract back in May after he shared a post on social media saying homosexuals, among others, would go to hell if they didn't repent. Folau hopes that the Morrison government will fast-track religious discrimination laws.
We started this journey on behalf of all people of faith to protect their rights of freedom of speech and religion. We now look forward to the federal government enacting the legislation necessary to further protect and strengthen these rights for all Australians.
Now the weather across Australia. Perth, very hot and sunny, 38 degrees. Adelaide, cloud clearing and 23. Melbourne, mostly cloudy, 21. Hobart, a shower or two and windy, 18. Canberra, becoming windy and sunny, 28. Wollongong, mostly sunny, 32. Sydney, smoke haze and 33. Newcastle, much the same, 34. Brisbane, sunny and 35. Cairns, partly cloudy, 33, and Darwin, mostly sunny and 35 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.